You may only have audio in one ear, but it is fixed after a few seconds. Enjoy. All right, everybody. Welcome back.
The return.
To the first episode. No, to the first episode of the new year at Buddy's Podcast.
We have returned.
All right, Chris, give them some funk. Actually, we got a new song.
We're going to put some stank on it.
This might be our song for the year.
Putting some stank on it.
Anyways, here it is, episode first of 2021. All right, Chris, we're back.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's up, buddy?
What's good, buddy?
And everybody else, we're back, too. We're so glad to be here.
It is the return.
In the studio. Took a nice little Christmas, New Year, you know.
Enjoying little siesta.
It. Yeah, man. So here we go. How was your nice little break? Did you have a good break? Was it terrible?
Wasn't that bad, actually. Wasn't that bad.
What'd you do?
You know, the Lions
did. You had 2 weeks of shit to tell me. What'd you do?
The Lions did raise my blood pressure last week because even though I wanted them to lose, they did get robbed.
Yeah, man. That was a.
Like, it was just brutal. Like, it was just. It was horrible.
The roughing the passer call was probably, like, the worst call we've ever gotten. That was worse than the fucking Pettigrew.
I still feel like the Marvin no touchdown.
Oh, that was
worse. Because that was a blatant touchdown. Because I'm looking at the play and I'm like, wait, there is some Brown hitting the ground, but that's his arm, not the football. And I noticed the ball juggling, but as I noticed the ball juggling, I noticed he pins the ball to his thigh to hold possession. He maintained possession the entire time, and that's not a catch.
That was clearly a catch. It was clearly a touchdown.
And it's like, usually you can't say, oh, well, you should have played better so you weren't in those positions. Dude, that's two instances where you have momentum shifting your way.
They played well, and that was a high-scoring game,
too.
Yeah,
it was. So, like, they actually played them pretty well.
Right.
Like, Stafford was having himself a game.
Yeah.
But, dude, I just...
I actually do want to talk a little bit about Stafford because where he's going to be next season is kind of uncertainty.
It's up in the air, yeah. It's an uncertainty there. It's uncertainty at the receiver position because all three of the top receivers on the team are free agents.
Well, Galladay, will he not be in a contract? This was his contract
this
year,
This is
right?
his contract year, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yep, so he will be a free agent,
I believe. Considering we have a new coach, a new GM... Hopefully he'll stay.
I hope so too. He wants like 17, 18 million now. He was at 16 before camp, I think. Now it's up to like 17 or 18.
I mean, you have to pay him.
You like realistically, and because you know Larry, like I was talking to him about it earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm like, realistically, in this position, if you're the Lions, you have no leverage. Like, you know, people may feel a certain way about wanting to pay him, but you have no leverage in this case because of the fact that. Look at what happened with your last top receivers. This is your top receiver on the team. You're losing him and your 2 and 3 receiver as well.
Yeah.
Your last top receiver, you traded him in the middle of the season for because you couldn't extend him.
Right.
The guy before that, he retired.
And, I mean, to add to that, too, I mean, it's not even just at the wide receiver position. It's just historically of, you know, franchise guys that they've had on their team, like Ndamukong Suh,
you got
nothing in return.
Exactly. So it's like
Nick Fairley, I think they got something in return.
I think they got like a sixth or something. Yeah, for Fairley.
I mean, essentially, like, you could have locked up that 2014 defense.
Mm-hmm.
Who else, you know? Calvin retires, Barry retires. Yeah. You know, you're getting nothing in return for these guys.
So the leverage isn't in the hand of the player.
You need some water there, buddy?
I'm good. Dang. Like, the leverage isn't in the hand of the Lions at all. It's in the hand of the player. Because he can choose where he wants to go. Even as much as he may like it here, as he said, you know, he could walk if he wants at the end of the day.
I mean.
Probably get paid more.
If Stafford goes and plays for somebody else, you have no incentive to stay here.
Yeah.
You know?
Realistically,
I think the Lions are still kind of the favorite to land him, even though who knows? You know, he could be a Patriot, he could be a Colt. Who knows what, you know, what he's going to do?
Yeah.
Ooh, who was that?
That was Shvi Mikhalik.
We're also watching the Pistons game, but we won't comment too much on it. We'll just watch it.
He's learning the team, guys.
Yeah, man, we've got a lot of a huge weekend. I'm going to sit for probably 20 hours this weekend and just watch football.
Did you hear? So apparently they're going to allow some fans in for Fight Island this month.
No way.
Yep, they're allowing a few fans in, they said, to see how it goes.
Over in Abu Dhabi?
Abu Dhabi.
Wow. Yep.
Yes, sir. I saw Connor made a post earlier. He was showing like it was in the middle of the octagon before a fight, pics of him. Like, it was him from the Cowboy fight, and it was another fight that he showed himself in, too. I think it was, like, his last two wins, basically.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know, he was like, both of these were great shape. I was ready, you know. I was feeling like I was in my prime.
Yeah.
He's like, but shape I'm in right now, I'll smack the shit out of both of them easily.
Really?
And I'll take them on 2-on-1.
Wow.
So I'm like, he got the confidence.
Yeah.
Just hope, you know, it's the confidence in the octagon, too, I hope.
Yeah. When's that fight?
Is it next week?
Saturday, the 23rd.
Okay, 23rd. Okay.
Who's all on this card, actually? It's UFC 257.
Let's yeah. See. And then I think they announced the card for Izzy's next fight, too.
Yeah, I saw... I just saw recently they just signed a fight on yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was a big one.
That's going to be a good one. He'll be Izzy two belts. Like, at this point.
You think so? You think, dude, he's going to get it?
I think so, yeah. I got faith in him.
Jan did not look like no fucking bitch in his last fight, though. I'll tell you that.
Nah.
The card that's coming up, not this Saturday, next Saturday, is actually pretty stacked, too. It's got Max Holloway. Which one's that? Max Holloway, Calvin Kattar, and then Carlos Condit's coming back and fighting. What was his last fight?
I don't even know.
Dude, I feel like we haven't seen Condit in a couple of years, and I feel like last time we did see him, he got his ass beat. Or am I thinking of somebody else?
Could be.
He fought in October. He beat Court McGee. Yeah, and he didn't fight at all in 2019. That's it. Michael Chiesa. I don't know if that's actually how you say his name. But I watched that fight. It was on 232. I don't even know who was all on that card. That was John Jones Gustafson. Two, I think. Anywho.
I wonder when John is going to actually be back.
He's probably going to wait to see if Izzy wins the light heavyweight title and then start training for that.
I think that might be the move for him.
I would love to see that fight.
I really want to see that fight so bad. Because, dude, like, they just don't fucking like each other.
No.
They do not. Like, no. I don't think we're going to get a glove touch before that fight starts.
Right.
That's how bad the blood is. Like,
That would be, man, like, I haven't been boozing. Well, man, for that one,
I would be so shit-faced.
I am getting
it.
The best bottle of sake possible, and I am fucking tuned in
sake
hard.
Sake bomb. Yeah. Sake bomb.
Weren't we doing that in, like, the first or second episode we ever did? Just fucking so. Sake bombs on the air?
Sake bombing on the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anywho. Yeah, so big football weekend. We got some basketball talk. I know Chris has a few things he wants to share about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, diving in Saturday. What's the first string of games?
Which ones are those?
I think Saturday, the Browns. The don't game? The Browns kick it? No, the Bills Browns and Colts pick it off.
Oh yeah,
kick
yeah,
it off.
Bills Colts. Yeah.
So Bills Colts.
That'll be
Colts,
a good one. That'll be a very good game to see.
I think a lot of people are underrating the Colts defense.
Yeah, they really
coming
are.
Into this game. I don't.
But they said Diggs and Beasley were questionable.
Nah,
a lot of people
shit.
Were, you know, like, oh, wait, questionable. I'm like, questionable is never a trigger word. It's
right.
Doubtful that you have to worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, doubtful and probable. That's when it's a red flag.
Or COVID.
Yeah. Like, that's just definitely like, oh, yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the Saints got lucky because had their game been on Saturday, Kamara wouldn't have been able to play.
Oh, for real?
Yep. He would have been ineligible because of COVID.
Six touchdown eruption game?
Yep. Like, six touchdowns and then COVID. Like, man.
But as far as this game goes, I believe the Bills are like 6.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to cover that, man.
I don't know. Like, that's going to be a close game.
The Bills are good. They've been blowing everybody out.
Yep.
You know, they had the one game where they lost on the fucking, on the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Outside of that,
Hail
I mean,
Murray.
They've won all of their games, like 8 straight or something. They're on a fucking roll. They won them by double digits,
and
I believe.
They're convincingly winning these games, too.
Right.
Without much of a run game that's really doing anything.
Yeah, the run game's almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm. It's really just Josh Allen doing it.
Right. There was a thing that came out earlier. You're talking about this, where, you know, the NFL execs were talking about NFL MVP.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers pretty much, you know, got the nod unanimously.
Eh.
I know you're kind of in favor of old Josh Allen getting it.
I'm more in favor of Josh Allen over Aaron Rodgers. Like, if I got to pick a QB to win MVP, you know, unfortunately, had his team had a better record, I would say Deshaun Watson. But considering the record of his team, can't put that there. No. Like, you see the value because he keeps them in every single game.
Right.
But, nope.
And he did it with essentially, like, not too much talent at receiver either.
Yeah, I mean, Cooks was looking good, but that was Watson making him look good.
Right.
You know, like, he Cobb lost his number one receiver.
Cobb had some good games early on. You know, Fuller was explosive, but, you know.
But Fuller's, that's just it. Fuller's explosive. Yeah, you know, he's not got consistent.
He's got his good 6-7 games, and then he's done.
Yep, because it's either injury or, in this case, this year, suspension, drugs.
Right, that's what happened, right?
Yep, the PEDs.
Wait, what the hell did he take? Was he taking, like, steroids or HGH or something?
I don't know. They said it was something with PEDs that they found a positive test, so it was a 6-game suspension.
Okay, and was that the final 6 games of the year? Is it going to carry over?
Basically, final 6 of the season, yep.
I don't know. Maybe we see Deshaun Watson. I know it's been a big talk all over Twitter and fucking, you know, every other place you can find sports.
Dude, if I'm the Lions, I would desperately be like, hey, number 7 draft pick, Matthew Stafford, first round draft pick either next year or year after.
I mean, absolutely would love to have Deshaun Watson here.
I would love that. Like, yes, you know, and you know, I'm a Stafford guy, but if that's the package I could try to offer and I can get them to pull the trigger, oh my God, I wish Bill O'Brien was still the GM right now because we could have did that.
Yeah, that's the wild card in this. I mean, if they still had him.
Oh, man. They still had Bill O'Brien. It would have been for a pack of bubble gum and a fax machine.
The thing. Hey, man, I got this new technology. All right. He's like, wait, they got technology over there. No, it literally let's hear him out.
It literally will be like a semi-pro. Yeah, we traded you for a washing machine.
Right.
The fuck?
Right. The only thing with that is the Lions fan in me, I don't want to see Stafford go to Houston.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, obviously, this is all. I want to see him go to a contender.
Yeah, this is all just like whatever. But, I mean, for Stafford's sake, I mean, I want to see him go to a team like New Orleans or something.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's actually one that no one's actually mentioned. Mm-hmm. No one's mentioned New Orleans as a potential landing spot because Drew Brees is done after this year.
Yeah.
It's apparently come out that, yeah, this is it. This is the last run.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he's not going to retire on a ring, but, you know, it is what it is.
Maybe. That defense is good, man. We'll get to them in a second. So
he got
to
go through your team, possibly, and my team for that. You think he going to make it? Nah.
I think he can beat L.A. I think anybody's got a chance. Who's in the playoffs right now? I mean, even somebody like Chicago, I think they've got a chance.
And Chicago, I feel like Chicago actually has a good chance to upset the Saints tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, Sunday.
Yeah.
I think they actually have a better chance than people are expecting. It's because Chicago's the ugliest playoff team I think I've seen in a while. They should not be there.
No. I don't, early on in the season, absolutely. The worst 5-0 team I've ever seen. Right now, Trubisky's doesn't look terrible.
He doesn't look terrible.
We'll get to that, though. So if Stafford goes to, you know, somebody like New Orleans or
even
Indianapolis,
San
Francisco, New England even, you know, once they get their defense back next year.
And they get some receivers there.
Yeah, it might be a different story. But once you see them go to, like, a competent team, and I think it would really kind of be closure for us because, you know, for like Barry, remember there was talks where he was going to go play with Dan Marino in Miami.
Yeah.
Never did it, you know.
Yeah.
Calvin Johnson, there was talks that, you know, he might move, might go play in New England with Tom Brady or some other shit.
Something.
Never happened. So we never got to see, like, is it these guys that we have on our team or is it the organization?
Yeah.
So for me, anyways, I think, like, I would like to see Stafford go to one of these,
like,
places.
You know where I still want him to go? And it's been like a dream scenario since it was mentioned that, like, basically in love with the idea of him going there. I want to see Elway bring him to Denver.
Right.
Dude.
Yeah. That would be another one.
Stafford with Judy, Hamler, Fant.
Patrick,
Melvin Gordon, and Phillip Lindsay.
Yeah.
With that defense.
And they're going to get pieces back next year, too.
Yeah. I mean, granted.
Von Miller was out all year.
Granted, you're in a position where you're kind of, you know, playing against Mahomes twice a year. But, man.
Regardless, you know how fucking hyped those games would be if Stafford was on Denver?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
The Raiders?
Dude, that would be my favorite division to watch quarterback-wise.
It would.
And honestly, it's getting there right now.
It is.
Because Mahomes and Herbert, and then even Mahomes Carr. And Carr.
Yeah.
And, you know, Carr and Herbert. good games.
Right.
Man, like, Carr missed the last one against Herbert, but, you know, it is what – you still had a great game out of Mariota that day.
True. Yeah, he came in that second half. I mean,
yeah.
What was it that – oh, that was the Marcus
Mariota
pass.
Yeah, that was the Marcus Mariota that everybody was expecting to come out of Oregon.
That was Marcus Mahomes right there.
Yeah, that's what it was. Like, man.
he was on fire.
Man.
Oh, hi, doggy. Yeah, man. I mean, I would like to see that just for Stafford's sake, just to see like a write-off as a Lions, because we haven't gotten that out of any of our stud players.
Nah.
You know, we talk about like, oh, is it, you know, Stafford's career got wasted. Mm-hmm. But then it's certain scenarios where it's like,
I think the closest we got to seeing anything like that was Sue. And I mean, he really didn't go to a team that wasn't going to win him anything. That Miami team wasn't really.
He went there just to be tax-free.
Yeah, it was just the money.
Yeah.
So, you know, like.
He made like $193 million like
yep.
with no taxes.
Yep.
He just had to pay his federal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing. Yeah, it's an easy decision. But, I mean, that's an, like what we were talking about with Galladay.
Yeah.
Like watching Sue walk, like you have to bring this guy in. You have to pay him. In order to do so, I think you have to sign Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Like they're not just going to
come. They have him signed. He's already signed. But
yeah, but not
you have
let
to
him
commit
go.
That you're going to not
right,
trade him.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, with a new, you know, a new GM, mm-hmm. new head coach, I pray to God we get Saleh from San Francisco.
I really hope Saleh is the pick. Although, I'm still not opposed to, and it's I'm slowly opening up more to it, if somehow they swing in Lewis Riddick and then he signs Bieniemy as coach.
I would be okay with that, too.
Yeah, you know, just because that's a combo.
Yeah, but Saleh's got, like,
Saleh,
he's from the area.
He wants the job.
Right.
That's the thing that sticks out to me. You don't have many people that say they want a Detroit Lions coaching job.
Well, he's from here.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's,
he's went
that's
to
another
schools
factor, too.
Around
so
here.
That's someone that it's ingrained in him, that pain of watching this organization fail.
Right.
And seeing his demeanor and how he is on the sideline. How he is with his guys. And this year, to me, is a testament that he deserves to be a head coach.
Absolutely.
Because look at how many injuries he had on that defense.
Yep.
Your top players on that defense are gone one either by trade or by defense, one after another.
Yeah. And, I mean,
and you
still
had
a
solid
together.
You still had a solid unit that kept your team in games.
Yep. And, I mean, on the other side of the ball, you're dealing with, you know, quarterback being out the majority of the year.
Yeah.
And, yeah, San Francisco, they're still in, you know, most games. They finished kind of middle of the pack in terms of, like, you know,
I mean, they
yards allowed and everything else.
Team. If they did, I feel like if they didn't lose, I feel like losing Kittle really was the X factor more so than Garoppolo. Because Garoppolo, not saying Garoppolo isn't good, but he can miss time and you don't miss a beat with that offense if you have Kittle in there. Especially with the way the run game goes with them.
I mean, and they had four different running backs all season long.
Yeah.
You know, like, for them to still be in every game, mm-hmm. essentially, you know.
Like,
and they beat some good teams. They beat my Rams.
You had your receiver core up and down all year, too.
Right.
Like, if Kittle would have actually been there, they would have probably made the playoffs, I think.
And I mean, Kittle, he's 1,000 yards a season out of tight end.
Yep.
You know, you're missing that, then.
Like, that's your leading. That's literally your leading guy in yardage on offense.
Right. They lost, like, their D-tackle, linebacker, a corner, or a safety or something, I believe, right? Like, it was
because Sherman was gone for a minute, too.
Oh, yeah, Sherman was out, too, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Saleh, I think he's by far
like,
and a lot
the
best candidate.
He's a guy that can change an organization.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he could be, like, who is the guy? Like Chuck Pagano came in, changed the culture of any, you know.
You know, Chuck Pagano really did. It's just.
They also had the whole cancer thing kind of back.
Yeah, I'm a little conflicted with the Chuck Pagano changing the indie culture thing. I feel like to a degree, it was Bruce Arians more so.
Okay.
Because Pagano had a ton, unfortunately, missed the season with cancer.
Yeah.
And Arians came in and took the reins and had them looking great. That was why I was high on the Lions trying to make him their coach.
Mm-hmm.
At that juncture when they had the chance to a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, oh, yeah, we got Caldwell. Yeah, I wanted Arians.
Right.
Arians would have jump-started a fire in this organization.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. But I guess it all was kind of, like, fueled by the whole,
like, it's a combination.
We're doing it for Chuck, you know, kind of thing. Yeah.
But, like, to come in and still steer the ship to a team into the playoffs.
Yeah. Or even, like, who's the guy years ago? coach for the Steelers. He does like CBS.
Oh, Cowher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, bring like him. He's the type of guy that kind of changed the Steelers' background, got him, yeah, you know, into a pounding, you know, running game, and got him to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Pete Carroll, you know, is another guy like that.
Yep. Mike Tomlin, things for,
you know,
Seahawks.
Another Steeler guy.
Yep.
And like these guys come in, Andy Reid, you know, they come in, yeah, and they change everything. I feel like Saleh could be like, that kind of guy for Detroit.
It reignites your franchise.
Right.
And then, you know, like the crazy thing that they said, a crazy stat about Andy Reid, as you mentioned, huh? Long as the Chiefs win the divisional round, they'll be the second team to host, I think it was like 3 or 4 consecutive championship games. And the last team to do it was Andy Reid's Eagles.
Really?
Yeah.
What, back like the T.O. days?
Yep, in the T.O. and McNabb days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's the only coach to do that. He's done it twice.
Who was potentially at this point? Running, was it Brian Westbrook at that time?
Yep, it was Westbrook. Okay. Westbrook was the one. Westbrook was so nice.
Because Shady came in after.
Yeah,
he was
after.
Like,
yep.
He was like Michael Vick.
Yeah, that was when Shady came in. Yep.
Who is the guy that we were just talking about a couple episodes ago? The Philly quarterback who they drafted.
Oh, Kevin Cobb.
Kevin Cobb, yeah.
Oh, Kevin Cobb's going to be this great guy. Oh, dude. So I finally found out this year, my great white hope for the draft. They already started sparking him up.
Who?
Dude from BYU.
Who?
I think it's like Zach Wilson or something like that.
What are we talking? Football, basketball? What are you talking
football.
About?
Football.
Okay.
Yep. Like the guy, oh, man, you know, you've heard not much of him all year. And then as soon
oh,
as
the guy
draft
that just shoots
comes,
up draft stock? Is he a quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has to
yeah.
Be. Yeah.
Yeah. Quarterback, you know, like the first I hear this guy is like basically a month or so ago, and it's like, yeah, he's been tearing it up at BYU. He didn't have the best talent around him, so you couldn't see him make the most of it.
Right.
But the guy is really, he could come in and change an organization. Now they've talked this guy up to basically being the number two quarterback behind Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, God.
Even though Justin Fields shredded Clemson last week.
Right.
Still. This guy apparently is your number two quarterback in the draft.
Right.
Yeah. Like, this is the number two overall pick right here. Okay.
It happens every year, man. It's so
every
funny.
Every year. Last year was the exception where it was the great black hope because it was Jordan Love.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I was like, you know what? That was a sign that 2020
That's Green Bay's guy, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That was
Philly
a sign
take?
That 2020 was actually a weird year.
Yeah.
Because it's never a great white hope. It's never a great black hope. It was always the great white hope.
Right.
And then, you know, that year it just, man. Philly took a Hurts, which, speaking of Philly, your thoughts on last Sunday night's situation there?
It was fucking petty. I guess that's kind of the best adjective I can think in that sense.
Man,
like, why would you?
I'm watching it, and I'm like, wait, why Jalen ain't in? You down 3.
Right.
Like, what? And then, you know, Jason Kelsey's response about it after the fact, like, yeah, well, it wasn't that big of a deal to us. We knew that Sudfeld was going to get some playing time in this game. We knew it was coming, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, they had him take snaps throughout the week, apparently, with the offense to get him accustomed to it. But I'm like, I get that. But what sense does it make in your mind for that to be the moment for that change to happen?
Yeah, I don't understand that one, man. Like,
you're still in the game.
Right.
So what sense does that make? Like,
it doesn't make any sense. Like, it's literally a petty shot at New York.
Dude, the NFL should take one of their draft picks.
I don't know if it's that bad. Well, maybe. I mean, New York, because they won on Sunday, right?
Yeah, because New York would have been in if
or they
Philly
played Saturday or something. But,
no, it was Sunday. Everybody played Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But New York would have been in if Philly actually won that game. And they had a chance to.
Right, because New York won, and they were just waiting for Washington to lose.
And not only that, but the fact that you made Carson Wentz a healthy scratch this game as well.
Yeah.
Like, that's a sign that you just had no intentions of really winning. You didn't want to have him ready just in case something happened. Like, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last game of the season. I don't care if he is whining, talking about he don't want to be there. See, there's people there.
What the fuck?
What the? Bruh.
Can you buy Pistons tickets
right
now?
What like, what's going on?
Right? Hang on. I gotta look at this.
Like, hold up, Grinch.
Let's pull up SeatGeek for the first time
it's
in
all
2 years.
Okay, this is stupid, though, because it's all in the same spot.
That's so dumb.
Like, what's? Yes, we're bunching you together.
Yeah.
COVID. Oh, God. This doesn't make any sense. Huh?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Miami. Sold out.
Mm-hmm.
At Atlanta. You can only buy tickets for away games.
I don't want to go to COVID Atlanta. They just Atlanta, like, what about nothing shut down?
What about Co-Miami? Dude, those guys haven't skipped a beat since 2019.
Miami and Florida, they just
like somebody sent me a video. It was just like on the beach, man, and just Miami's still going hard. Like, yeah, it's just 2019.
Like, it's nothing going, nothing's wrong.
We should pick up and start doing the show in Miami.
That and in Texas. Texas just hasn't missed a beat either.
Right?
They're just like, hey, we ain't shutting down for nothing.
Well, like Christmas, like right around Christmas time, our friends drove in from Missouri,
mm-hmm.
and they live like 15-20 minutes outside of Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
and like they go to the bar fucking every weekend, you know, like they're living down there, nothing shut down.
Dude, they could actually tailgate and go to games in KC.
I know, there's like 22,000 people or something at the games.
Yeah.
And I was telling my wife, I was like, we need to just go down there like next season, mm-hmm. like when after, you know, once football starts.
Yeah.
Like go down there, catch a Chiefs game, you know, dude, hang out for a week or two.
If you do, let me know, because I want to go to a Chiefs game so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like I really want, because I wanted to try to go this year.
Yeah.
Because remember, I wanted to go see the one with him and Lamar, but then that would have been right. going to Baltimore.
Right.
And then COVID happened, so that unfortunately could not have happened.
Yeah, I remember, because we've been talking about this since like the year or before the NFL started this year.
I could have went last year. I could have went to the AFC Championship game, and had I known, that would have been my only chance to go to a football game.
Right.
And that we would have won that game too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, man.
Excuse me.
Still pissed about that.
But yeah, man, I mean, that's sweet. The Lions are in LA playing the Rams next year.
You thinking about going, ain't you?
I mean, hopefully I can. California, I mean, you know how California is. But.
And then too, I did say I want to see that stadium too.
I feel like I have to go to that.
Yeah.
If I go, I'm telling you, you're buying a ticket and you're buying a flight and we're going.
Fuck it. We got to at that point. Yeah. Like, dude, it's no question.
If the wife don't want to go, whatever. It's a business. It's right. a business
it's a
trip.
Business trip. Yeah. What's the business? The podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, that's something I'm psyched for. I think I'd like have to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go see the Rams' new stadium.
Yep.
The hell's it called? SoFi?
SoFi. That old Olympus Coliseum looking stadium.
Yeah, man, that'd be so dope.
Man, this is like I really want to go to Death Star at some point too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like we got to go there at one point. Yeah.
And Vegas is cheap. Vegas is easy, man.
Yeah, it's really easy.
3-hour flight. You know, mm-hmm. sleep for 3 hours at home. Sleep on the plane ride in. Then you're there. You're up for, you know, 3-4 days. Anything more than, honestly, dude, I feel like Vegas is like a 3-day trip. Anything more than that, it's like,
I've had enough. Yourself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vegas is like a perfect 3-day. But you can't just sit in the room either. You got to be, you know, up
actually
and at it for 3 days.
Yeah, and doing stuff.
It almost doesn't feel like vacation. Speaking of Vegas, here we go. It's just right, Jamie Foxx at the Bellagio.
Right. What
the fuck is this? Circling back.
Mm.
Buffalo, Indy, who you got?
I got Buffalo.
You got Buffalo?
Yeah, it's hard to bet against Buffalo right now. I think it's going to be them and KC in the championship game.
Mm, okay. It's really hard for me to go against Indy just because I feel like Phillip Rivers. No, he's going to throw a late pick.
Yeah.
And Buffalo will win by 7. Yeah. Calling it. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Did you see the joke that they made about that game, though?
What?
They're like, yeah, so if Nickelodeon puts the Colts game on as their NFL broadcast, they'll have the highest ratings ever because of Phillip Rivers' kids.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's got so many. The guy literally has a whole football team.
I know he's
kids.
Got like 11 kids, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder who the genius writer is. They should fire that person for that cheesy ass joke.
Dude. Like,
Chris is like, I wrote that.
Hey, look, it wasn't bad.
Get out,
although
Chris.
Might just watch one of the Nickelodeon broadcasts of a football game because I heard they might try to do something petty like put SpongeBob on commentary. Dude, if I could watch SpongeBob do commentary for
I would absolutely
a
watch
game,
that.
I'm all signed
Wait,
up.
Wait, are they actually streaming games
they're
on Nickelodeon?
They're going to stream a game on Nickelodeon this weekend. Yep, they're going to broadcast it on Nickelodeon.
Because I saw a commercial for it. Was it last week?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the commercial and it was like, they have like all these like overlays
up,
on it, you know.
To hype it up, like, even they even went as far as Madden did a collab with Nickelodeon this week.
No way!
Like you're literally, yeah, like they got a little SpongeBob collab and all that. Like for the yard portion, like your character can literally dress up as SpongeBob in them, like clothes inspired by them. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Like playing on a football field that the backdrop is Bikini Bottom. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, they love that money.
With all like you know the people like who do like the PC mods mm-hmm. for Madden. Like, you could easily throw that together.
You could easily have done that, yeah.
We should do the... Actually, is it still on?
Yeah, it is.
All right, we might be playing that tonight. Little SpongeBob versus Patrick action.
Right.
The 4 o'clock game, 4:40. My Rams in Seattle. NFL wild card game.
That's my pick of game for game of the weekend.
You think so? There's so many good games this weekend.
There's so many good ones, but, dude, that one is going to be something special.
And, I mean, it is a division game.
Yeah, like, in... I mean, the games this year between the two of you have been great.
Well, Seattle kind of punked them the last one. I don't know.
Did they?
I thought
it was actually a pretty good game.
Let me see.
Or am I just thinking of a different
one?
I
get a bunch of games mixed up.
I might be mixing it up, too.
Let's see. More games. No, this is more about this game.
I enjoy seeing, you know, DK... and Jalen Ramsey matchup.
Yeah.
Like, that's something I can watch all
day. We embarrassed him last time out, right?
I think DK did get the best of Jalen.
I'm thinking Slay.
Because the first... Yeah, Slay got abused.
Yeah.
Because the first matchup, Jalen Ramsey had DK on locks. Because actually, I think I benched DK the last game because of the fact that he was playing against Ramsey. And I was like, I don't want no smoke in that.
Yeah.
I'm not touching that beef.
So the Rams beat them 23-16, and then in the second game they lost 20-9.
Was that the one where Goff went out with the injury? Actually,
yeah, I think so.
Okay, yep, that's it. Yep.
No, he played the whole game.
You did.
He went out against Arizona.
It was Arizona.
Yeah, they still ended up winning that game.
Yeah,
defense put the locks.
Man, Kyler Murray just kind of looked a little bad down the stretch.
He did, yeah.
Like, he really fell off a cliff, unfortunately. Yeah. Oh, the Knicks are up by 9 on OKC.
Or wait, no, he did go out in the Seattle game, right? And then he missed the Arizona game?
Did he miss the Arizona game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did, actually.
Well, he went 24-43 for 234 and a pick. No other quarterback played for the Rams that game.
Hmm.
I don't remember how it went out.
Because I know
he played terrible in that game. Oh, that's right. Like, he finished the game, but he was injured.
Mm.
And he played like shit.
Yeah,
like, Jared Goff looked bad.
Yeah.
The thing with Jared Goff, man, let me tell you this.
When he looks good, he looks worth every penny. But when he looks bad.
Here's the thing. He cannot play against a pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
With a clean pocket, he's a top five passer in the league. It's just watch. Go back and watch Jared Goff with a clean pocket. On a play-action play, he can make every single throw on the field.
Mm.
If there's any kind of pass rush, he does what, you know, he doesn't get happy feet like Stafford because he's not as mobile as Stafford, and he just throws the ball. It's short, picks, you know, what, you know, mind you, whatever. He cannot throw the ball under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the thing. Like, if they can keep his pocket clean, if the running game's going, if the play-action works, the Rams are winning that game. You're not going to get too much from that defense.
Yeah.
They did a really good job in the first game kind of bottling up Russell Wilson. They didn't let him get outside. The ends, you know, you got Aaron Donald crashing in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, you can put three guys there. He's going to still get there eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had both of the ends, you know, just kind of containing the outside. So Russell Wilson, really the only place that he had to go was up.
Yep.
And that's right into.
Yeah.
That's the last place you want to go against the Rams.
Yep.
So they played that one really well. I think he threw like two picks, no touchdowns. Mm-hmm. DK was kind of shut down. That was the first game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm taking my Rams. I'm throwing on my hoodie. I'm throwing on my Rams hat.
That's fair.
And we're rooting for
him. I can't even pick, like, because they can go either way. It really can.
I think Seattle's the favorite too.
I think they are.
I'd be willing to bet they are.
Because I think they're. Don't they got the home field?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No fans though.
So. Yeah, but still.
So that's a big one for me. No 12th man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then today apparently was the 10-year anniversary of good old Beastquake.
The hell is Beastquake?
You remember Beastquake?
No.
When Marshawn
oh,
literally...
Oh, Beast Mode.
Yeah, Beastquake, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is Beastquake?
Quake hit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, like, that was just ridiculous seeing that happen, too.
Yeah, man. Because
it's like, wait, he literally broke off that run? Like, oh, my God.
For anyone that says the NFL is boring, I show them that play.
Yeah, like, dude.
It's one of the most exciting plays. Like,
yeah.
Except for, like, Sean Taylor in the Pro Bowl.
Oh.
Like, that is the play to see, right? You know, like... If you show somebody just like random passes from Peyton Manning, like, oh, okay, so they just fucking throw the ball over everyone's head. Sweet. You just get the fastest guy and the guy with the strongest arm.
Like, okay, Al Davis.
Yeah. But, yeah, exactly.
How'd that work out for
you? He's like, and give me a guy who can kick the fucking thing 70 yards.
Right.
We're winning the Super Bowl. But, I mean, realistically, I can't think of, like, a more hype play than that one.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be the hypest play in NFL history.
Yeah,
if there is an award for hypest play ever, it goes to Beast Mode.
It has to be. Like, it doesn't make any sense that it's any other play.
Right.
I mean, maybe the, you know, Miracle at Mile High. Was the Miracle at Mile High?
That was... No, well, yeah,
the return from Deshaun.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a Mile High. That was against the Giants.
I mean, yeah, not Mile High. Miracle, I'm thinking, Meadowlands.
Miracle
at the Meadowlands. Yep,
that was hype. But you have to like explain the situation.
Yeah,
like you don't. There's no explanation with Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, it's just like just watch this.
Just watch. Yeah.
Like what happened?
The Stephon Diggs, even though you do kind of have to explain the situation, like, yeah. Dude, this is fucking last play of the game,
yep.
And he did it.
Because that was ridiculous.
That was crazy.
Man, that was just horrible coverage,
That's
too.
A playoff game, too.
Yeah, because, like, you're taught from a young age how to tackle.
Wasn't that the year after the Rams got the pass interference, just no call?
Yep.
That was the year after that?
That was the year after, I think. Yep.
It's fucking brutal.
Yeah, yep. No, that's why I was like, it's funny because I kind of wanted to tease my homeboy Spencer because he's a Saints fan. Like, hey, y'all better hope that the Vikings can't play all in the playoffs because the Vikings were your kryptonite for a second.
Right.
Like, they met them in the playoffs. It was like, nope, New Orleans, you done. That's why I'm kind of leery. Like, low-key, the Bears might be able to get them. It might just be the NFC North.
Yeah, man. We're gonna get to that game in a minute, but I'm kind of leaning that way, too. Yeah. I think the Saints, they got theirs. You know, Peyton and Breeze, they had it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Good. You guys got it out of the way early because you're not winning anymore.
Yeah.
They haven't made it to a Super Bowl since, have they?
No, they haven't. Yep.
Yeah, they always find some way to get fucking booted out. They're always like one of the best teams. Mm-hmm. They start slow. They get real hot.
Great defense.
And then there's some shit in the playoffs.
Yep.
So I'm taking Rams. Seattle's only a -3 favorite.
Mm.
Who do you like? You got to say a name. You can't just leave them on a cliffhanger, Chris.
I'm really
People
undecided.
Are depending on you to make a thing so
Fine,
they can bash
you
on the internet.
And then I'll say, you know, the Seahawks.
You bastard.
Well, look, that way we don't seem like we on the same page.
I didn't say pick the wrong one, man. I said pick one. Jesus Christ.
Well, not one of us can be right, okay?
Tampa, Washington. Fucking talk about it for a minute.
Oh, man.
Actually, though, I am going to cut this. I'm going to go fill up with my water.
All right.
I'll be right back. And Chris is wrong. All right. Back to where we were. Tampa at Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who do you like?
So
you like Washington to win this game since you picked Seattle over LA, right?
Okay, so look. I'm kind of saying don't count out Washington. And the reason being that pass rush is nasty.
It is good.
Tampa's offense is amazing. But which Tampa offense are you going to get? Because you've got the one that comes in lights out. And then you've got the one that somehow is like, all right, big game, you guys got this. And they put up a stinker.
Well, I mean, I think you have Tom Brady, the best quarterback in the history of the sport. Don't even try and argue it. In the playoffs. In Washington, they won, what, 7 games?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be fair. They're technically a road team.
Yeah.
And they're a -8 favorite on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Evans is good?
He is.
No, that was a question. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think he is, per se. I haven't heard anything saying that he was, but I haven't heard anything saying that he wasn't, so.
Okay. Well, I saw him playing. He was playing Call of Duty the other day.
Okay.
And I don't even know where I was going with that. He was playing. End of story. No, but Chris Godwin's playing, right?
Yeah, I think Godwin is playing. Yeah.
They got Jones, Fournette, you know, the whole backfield.
The whole shebang bang.
These are all questions, Chris. I have no idea.
No,
I'm hoping you got the answers.
I didn't think they were missing. I didn't see them on the injury report.
Okay, then yeah. I don't think they're missing. I don't think they're going to lose this game.
Yeah, I think they're good,
dude. Defense is one of the strongest in the league, if you ask me, in my opinion.
Like, it could be a top 5 easily.
Tampa Bay. Let me see if they have any injuries. I just don't know. I haven't heard anything about it. I would assume they're good. But I thought Mike Evans was, like, on the injury report or something like that.
Yeah, he was, because he actually went down last week. But
yeah,
like, I last heard that he made it back to practice. I just haven't heard anything beyond that. So hopefully he made it back, so he's going to actually be able to play for their sake.
So Mike Evans, Carlton Davis are questionable. Ronald Jones doesn't have a tag now. Mm-hmm. Sean McCoy, Jeremiah Ledbetter, they're out. They're irrelevant. And Ndamukong Suh, Jason Pierre-Paul are both good to go. So they're good. Mm-hmm. Tampa's coming in at full strength, it seems like. For Washington, Thomas Davis Sr., linebacker, he's out, which could be a big deal for those guys.
Yeah, because that's a big hole.
Jonathan Allen's good, which is good. Antonio Gibson, Scary Terry, Alex Smith, mm-hmm. Kevin Pierre-Lewis are all questionable.
Although Alex Smith, he's questionable, but
he's got the leg on the...
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, not just that, but they have been giving... is it Heinicke the backup QB?
Yeah, yeah.
They've been giving him snaps just to be safe. So right. If Smith plays, okay. If he doesn't, it is what it is.
I mean, this is kind of the one kind of snoozer. Yeah. Just because...
It should just be a Tampa Bay blowout. Easily.
It should.
It should. Yeah. But I wouldn't count out Washington.
Right.
I wouldn't.
I don't know. I mean, they've played a lot better down the stretch.
They have. They're a complete... I will say, even though they have a worse record than the Bears, I feel like they deserve the playoff spot more than the Bears do. They look better down the stretch to me.
I don't necessarily agree with that one.
It's fair. It's fair.
I mean, Chicago, what did they get in on, actually?
8-8, I think.
Was it 8-8?
Yeah,
they started off 5-0.
Yep.
I feel like ever since they made the switch to Trubisky, they've kind of put it together, though, a lot better than, when they had Foles out there.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just can't trust Trubisky. I can't do it. He has to show me.
Yeah. I think we're both taking Tampa in this one, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, the next game is the 1 o'clock game on Sunday, mm-hmm. Baltimore and Tennessee. This is my game of the week.
That's fair. It's so much going into this game too.
There is.
And last time we saw this matchup in the playoffs.
Yeah, dude.
Was the last we seen of Earl Thomas.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, that was the finger game?
No, that was the stiff arm. Because remember, Derrick Henry stiff armed the shit out of him. Yeah. And then that was that was it. That was literally the last he was on the football field. For, actual game.
That was Tennessee really just kind of, because that was the wild card round, wasn't it?
Was it the wild card or was it division?
Because they beat.
That might have been divisional.
Oh, yeah, because Baltimore was the number one team.
Yep.
So did they beat New England first? No, they beat the Chargers or something. Who did they? I gotta look this up now.
Because they beat somebody first and it was okay. No, it might have been New England.
I mean, all three games were on the road.
Yeah. It might have been New England, though, I think.
So the wild card round was New England. And then they played Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost to Kansas City.
Yep.
24-35. But, man, the beatdown that they put on New England and Baltimore last year.
It was just ridiculous, dude. I mean, they look strong.
Because we were talking about it on this show mm-hmm. all season long. That defense is no joke.
Mm-hmm.
If the running game can get going, because you can't really depend on Mariota for anything.
Yeah.
And then, boom, Tannehill comes.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's what really just kind of put Tennessee in. It was mm-hmm. oh, shit, these guys might win the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah. And honestly, this game is all pressure on Lamar.
Absolutely.
It's all pressure on him at this point. Because,
you've got no one else to point the finger at.
Yeah. And even if an injury or something happens, this is a make or break game for his legacy.
Yeah. I mean, he's only in his second, technically his third year, right?
Yeah.
Only in his second year, really.
But, he's made the playoffs twice already.
Yeah.
And lost both times.
Wait, he's already got two playoff? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because the first one but he was wasn't that his?
It was his first seven year, or eight but he games. Only played seven or eight games.
Yeah.
But still, it's a playoff game is a playoff game.
True.
Yeah.
And he was real good going in. He was seven and one
to the Super Bowl off of his rookie year.
That was his rookie year, wasn't it?
That was his rookie year. Yeah. I don't think he won his rookie year, but he damn near did. I think they made it to the AFC Championship.
Seattle? No,
that was the second year.
Wait,
Seattle,
you said the
I
Super
think.
Bowl because that was 2003. He was drafted the year before that.
Yeah, he they actually were because I think they were 11-5 or something his first year. Like, it was some, it was some ridiculous where it's like, dude, you're a rookie and you're coming in with this type of record.
Yeah, but they had like,
like they were already Pittsburgh.
They had like the best run game like you could imagine.
And they still had Hines Ward, so you know.
Yeah, Antoine Randolo. That was a fucking, that was a good team.
Yeah.
They always had that tight end too. Who was the tight end? Not Heath Miller, or was it?
Was it Heath Miller?
I think it was before that.
Who else was it?
Shit. Gotta look that one up too. Shit.
Because we do this all the time, mentioning them.
Yeah.
And we always forget who it was. Because it wasn't Jesse James.
No, this was 20 years before that. We'll say 03. Oh, it wasn't Mark Bruner. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Speaking of like
Jermaine Tooman?
Huh?
No.
So fun fact, you know who the last quarterback was to win a playoff game for Washington?
My guess would be, I don't know. I was thinking like maybe like Plummer or Cutler, but they didn't win a playoff game.
No, not Denver. Washington.
Oh.
Yeah. I think Plummer did win a playoff game or two.
In Denver, I think he got a couple.
Yeah.
Who?
Mark Brunell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Who'd they beat? Do you know?
I forgot who the fuck it was, but it's like, dude, it was like, I think back in like 03, I think, this happened. It's like, that's how long it's been.
Jesus.
For Washington? Yeah. Like, man.
Okay, I can't find the, oh, it was Heath Miller. He was a rookie. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this was this was 05. But still, that was like the guy we always think of.
Yeah.
Where the hell were we?
But yeah, we were on Lamar, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, you're 0-2 in the playoffs. So this kind of is a make or break scenario. Like, some people may want to put the expectation on them, okay, you got to win the Super Bowl this year. I don't feel like that's the expectation.
You've
at least got to win a playoff game.
Yeah.
Because we can see you still need help. We can see that. That's obvious.
Yeah.
You need receivers that can get open and make plays. But, you know, you can still put it together to win at least one playoff game.
Right. And
the up and down type of year he's had, too, that makes it even more so. Like, you've got to win this game.
Yeah. In Baltimore, they've got a top tier defense. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know this. I really, Hollywood's got to step up. Yeah. Mark Andrews has to step up.
Yeah.
You know, the running game has to really get going early. And like, Dobbins, Lamar's going to get good his.
Coming down as the feature back. Dobbins has been looking good coming down as their feature back throughout the last few weeks.
Yeah. And I mean, Lamar, I feel like he's going to get his.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he's going to get shut out like what happened last year.
Because, I mean, Tennessee's pass rush just isn't really there this year. So that opens up a lot for Lamar.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to win this game.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee's going to get it.
I really think Tennessee's going to win it too, and it's unfortunate because this is a must-win scenario for Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wants, you know, Deshaun Watson money or maybe even, you know, closer to Pat Mahomes, you know, type money.
Then you've got to win this game.
Yeah, you have to. You got to prove you can show up and win big-time games.
And, I mean, even then, at least not look as suspect as he did in some spurts this season. Because even with Deshaun, if Deshaun's not winning a game, he's damn sure making sure that his team is in it if he's in the game.
I mean,
he's still fighting to the last second.
I mean, Lamar had a game where he threw like 93 yards in. Yeah. You know, he looked like Tua in his rookie season. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like,
And it's like you're not getting that out of, you know, like a good game for Lamar. Because there's a quote-unquote comeback game where he popped off a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He only threw for like 113 that game.
Right.
You know?
But he did a lot with his legs.
Yeah.
You know,
like he did get about 90 or so on the ground.
Yeah.
But
didn't make many mistakes.
Yeah.
Actually, like almost none at all. He played a pretty flawless game. But
yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Sean, you're getting at least 200 yards a game from him. At least.
It would be a letdown if they lose. Mm-hmm. And it would be a huge, like, okay, how far can you take us, you know, if they win?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he'll get overlooked as, like, you know, one of the star players in the league, even though he just won an MVP last season, you know, next year.
I can easily see that happening.
And then Tennessee, if they beat Baltimore, they get rolling. You know, they get either, you know, Cleveland or no, they would get, are they the lower seed? Or they would get one of the teams who win this round too, right?
I think so.
They would get either the lower seed out of Buffalo, Indy, or Cleveland, Pittsburgh, right?
Well, that's who KC would get, yeah.
Well, it depends on the seed, right?
No, KC would just get lowest seed that passes through.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, the only team I can really see beating Tennessee out of those four is Buffalo.
Hmm.
The game we've mentioned multiple times, Chicago, New Orleans.
Yeah.
This is a spicy one.
It is, because there's no reason New Orleans should not just dog walk the Chicago Bears.
I mean, I feel like New Orleans has a better defense this year.
Way better offense.
Way better offense.
You know, like, you got a somewhat rested Kamara because he was out for COVID protocol.
You're actually getting Breeze and Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it all seems like it's coming together. Fun fact, New Orleans.
Dak Prescott has more receiving touchdowns this year than Mike Thomas.
Mike Thomas didn't get any?
Yep.
Jesus, that's my fantasy season in a fucking sentence right there.
Yeah, just rough year.
Yeah. But yeah, didn't he, Mike Thomas, has he played with Breeze outside of the first game?
I think he did,
because I know Taysom Hill filled in when he came
Thomas
back,
was
and then Thomas
there,
was out again.
I think he was there like a week or two, and then Breeze got hurt. And then Thomas went out not long after that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would like to see New Orleans get it together.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the flip side of me wants to see Chicago
just...
this is one
of those games where it's like, it's all aligned for Chicago to pull off that upset.
It is.
And then everybody's just sitting there wondering, like, why are you here?
Right.
Why are you going to Green Bay next week?
Right.
Like, why? We don't want to see this. We've seen this too often.
No. And was it last season where Chicago missed a kick against Philly? Or that was 2 years ago?
No, it was about 2 years ago. Yeah. Yep. Good old Cody Parkey.
What happened with Chicago last year?
I think it was another missed field. Because Chicago's just had bad field goals every time they
made
the
playoffs.
Did
they make the playoffs last year?
I don't think they did last year. I think they kind of fell off.
Let's see. This was last year. The missed field goal against Philly. No, it couldn't be because Philly went to the Super Bowl that year, right? It says January 6, 20. Oh, okay. That was 2019, but it was like early in the year.
Yeah.
So 2020 would have been last year's playoffs. Okay. That was 2 years ago. Then they didn't. Yeah, they just didn't make the playoffs last year. Anywho, I don't know. I'm kind of rooting for the Bears in this one. They're 10.5-point underdogs.
Yeah. Like, I don't even want to cheer for the Bears, but it's like,
I don't either.
I just got a weird feeling that they actually have the best chance to be the upset this weekend.
Yeah. Trubisky's played a lot better.
Yes.
I don't know if he's really got enough to go out there and beat New Orleans like that, but.
Nah.
Because New Orleans, ooh, they ended up making it. Yeah, who was that?
That was Jeremy Grant.
From what you've been telling me, he's been a pretty nice addition to the Pistons. The contract is crazy, but.
Yeah.
I mean, if he can just continue playing the way he is. Mm-hmm. You know, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, there's really not much more to talk about in this game. Just kind of watch and see.
Yeah, pretty much.
But Cleveland-Pittsburgh's got a lot on the line going in.
It does. Like, it's a game where, in all honesty, it should be Pittsburgh no-brainer.
Right.
But, you know, Cleveland did beat them last week, even though Ben didn't play. Still, Cleveland beat you last week. And
yep.
I don't feel like Pittsburgh went into that game short of, you know, Ben sitting, saying, hey, let's just, you know, sit down on this one. Because why do you do that with a division rival?
Right.
Especially when you know you might see this division rival in 7 days.
Right.
So, you know, it just, I honestly feel like Pittsburgh went out there and competed and got beat by the Browns last week.
Were we talking about this early in the show or was this before the show?
This might have been before the show.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
But yeah, you know, the Browns have a solid chance here, even though they're missing their coach.
Is that all they're missing?
I think it's just the coach.
Okay,
yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure that's what I heard. It's just the coaching staff.
Yeah.
And Stefanski's out, you know.
But I don't know, man. Like, I don't want to see Baker Mayfield go any further in the playoffs. I honestly don't.
It would be pretty crazy to see them go into Pittsburgh and beat them, especially without Odell.
Yeah.
You know? The running game, absolutely. They could go in there and torch Pittsburgh.
And Pittsburgh's running game is just non-existent.
Right.
So, yeah. You know.
It's literally heads and tails right there.
Yeah.
I think Big Ben with the experience. I mean, Baker, obviously, he's a Brown. He's never been here. Mm-hmm. You know, the defense, you were talking about TJ Watt, yeah, you know, is going to be fucking out there, you know, letting loose on Baker.
Yeah.
I feel like we said everything that we wanted to say before the show. Now I can't remember, like, yeah, what we were talking about, or, like, it's, I don't want to repeat myself.
It's no reason why Pittsburgh should be considered to lose this game. But the AFC North is a division. It's just, you know.
And you saw, did you see Juju was talking shit on Twitter too?
Yep, and that's another reason why I'm like, maybe the Browns.
He may have lit a fire.
Yeah, he might have with that.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally, like, you show no respect.
Right.
And
he said, it's the same old Browns we see every year.
And it's like, these same old Browns just beat you.
Right.
You know, like, it's not that you're beating them convincingly here. Like, this is a different Browns team.
They actually
are a good football team.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, I mean, Baker's played a lot better as of late.
He has played a lot better. Yeah, he has.
I'm not the biggest Baker Mayfield fan.
I'm not either. I honestly feel like he is a bit overrated, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Cleveland, you know, win a game or two, you mm-hmm. know, kind of get that franchise back on track.
Yep.
I'm going Pittsburgh still.
That's fair.
I think the defense is too strong.
Like, I'm still picking Pittsburgh, too. It's just,
even though Pittsburgh's just been sliding down, too. They look like shit as of late.
That's why I honestly feel like sitting Ben next week may have been a mistake. Because, yeah, he's a vet and everything, but he wasn't in any type of rhythm all year. And when he finally got into a rhythm, you had him sit a week.
Yeah. I mean, he was in it early with the younger guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Juju's actually still young. He's probably, what, 22, 23? But
yeah,
he seems like a veteran at this point.
Oh, he is the veteran on the team. Yeah.
You know, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, they got a lot of weapons. Mm-hmm. Washington, Ebron, even though he's, what do you call him?
Dropped him as prime.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Pittsburgh's going to kind of put it together. They got an experienced quarterback, guy who's been there pretty much every year since, what, 2003?
They've got an amazing coach.
Yeah. They've got, yeah, one of the best coaches in the league who's good at preparing his team for playoff mm-hmm. games, too. I don't know. That's my pick.
That's fair. I'm going with Pittsburgh, too. They really need to bring the A game. Like, they cannot afford to make mistakes in this game.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't.
Neither team really can afford to,
right,
in all honesty.
It wouldn't shock me, though, if Cleveland comes in and just stomps them,
yeah,
just because, you know, Pittsburgh dropped the ball,
yep,
11 times or something, you know?
Yeah.
Take your pick.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
I'm going Steelers, too.
Yeah.
All right.
What type of floater was that? Ugh.
Pistons tied it up. They went a nice little run there.
Yeah, they did. It was mostly Grant. Grant just been going nuts.
Yeah, I've like kind of looking up and seeing him had the big dunk and everything else. Right. But that's an hour, man.
Yep.
First hour of the year.
We did it. We made it.
Yeah.
We made it.
What else? What's new? We've got a few things in the work for this year. I think we're going to try and do, I think we said this last year and we never actually got around to it. We're going to do more like fills and try and get guests and things like that.
Yeah, we figured that out.
We were talking about that. Chris is taking reins of the social media.
I'm trying it again. We gonna figure this out.
Yeah, be sure to show him some love on there.
Oh, dude. So I had an idea last week for my fantasy league next year.
Let's hear it.
I was like, so I'm going to take the buy-in, right? See if everybody's cool with it. Use the buy-in, put it into like Bitcoin or some shit like that. And then that way it could just kind of the pot just could grow by the end of the season.
Yeah.
And then boom, at the end of the season, you know, chop it up however way you want to, but boom, you can inflate your pot a nice amount by doing that.
Plot twist. Bitcoin
yeah,
fucking tanks by 35%.
Yeah,
everyone's
you're just
pissed.
Sitting there like, oh fuck, like this is why I told you guys,
winner,
let's agree.
Yeah, winner gets his money
debt
back.
No, winner owes like 10 grand out of nowhere. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck,
winner owes money.
Oh man.
So I did shit. I completely forgot about that. We didn't even look at like any show notes or anything. We just kind of jumped in and went.
What?
Remind me to look at the show notes next time.
Mm.
Next time we do a show, let's look at what we planned for. I want to do you know, kind of what are your do's and don'ts, because fantasy's wrapped up.
We'll talk
about it. We'll do like one kind of like fantasy show.
Yeah.
Talk about like do's and don'ts going into next year. Mm-hmm. You know, what you learned from this season.
Talk about how it was pretty crazy. Don't make the mistake that I made of thinking that you won both leagues and then you look up in another league was technically a 2-week matchup. I mean, right. I still won, but it's like,
yeah. I'm just sitting the champagne there
like,
a week early.
Like, yeah, I won. And it's like, oh, wait, I still got another week. Oh, I'm going to buy 100 on this guy. So, you know.
Wait,
and
that didn't carry over into 17, did it?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's brutal.
Yeah, so that
at least
guy
you
got,
still won it.
Oh, I did. Yeah, because you know why I won it? Because Derrick fucking Henry.
There you go. Attaboy.
Like, I just looked, and when I saw him going off, I was like, oh, I definitely.
Hey, get down, man.
Damn it.
Fucking dog jumping all over the tables.
Yeah. But, yeah, when I saw him popping off, I was like, oh, yeah, I won. Yeah, right. There we go. Bristos belts once again.
There you go.
Two belts. Let's get it.
All right, man. Well, glad to be back in the studio. Glad to have you around, and we'll continue this out. We'll see you guys again next Friday.
Peace.
And show them some love on the social media pages.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Peace.